I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. 99 Homes is a relatively small, tough-minded drama about pitiless people doing unprincipled things. And it turns out to be one of the most interesting, elegantly crafted, and improbably entertaining films to come along in quite a while. The entertainment value springs from the elegance of the filmmaking. A pair of flawlessly frightening performances by Andrew Garfield and Michael Shannon, a virtuoso director you may not have heard of, Ramin Barani, and all of it devoted to the story of a decent man who strikes a Faustian bargain during the foreclosure crisis half a decade ago. The setting is Orlando, a city near the center of a state that in 2010 has become the national epicenter of the crisis. Andrew Garfield is Dennis Nash, a jack-of-all-trades construction worker who owns a nice tract house that he shares with his young son and his still young mother, played by Laura Dern. But work is scarce. Dennis has missed 3 mortgage payments, and suddenly the trim little bungalow that he and his family have come to love is no longer theirs to live in. A grim-faced real estate agent from the bank, Michael Shannon's Rick Carver, shows up at the door with a couple of cops for reinforcement, then serves an eviction notice that requires the family to be out in a matter of minutes. The movie is very much about what it seems to be about, real estate scams, predatory lending practices, and before and after everything else, evictions. Serial evictions, heartless evictions, heartfelt but still brutal evictions that serve as flashpoints for explosive feelings on both sides of the front door. 99 Homes is also about what dealing with a devil like Shannon's Rick Carver can do to a fundamentally good soul. Michael Shannon is an actor of singular power, and once again, he's a terrifying presence. In fact, a diabolical one. Rick carries a gun, watches anguishing evictions with quiet satisfaction that could be mistaken for indifference, and tells a new assistant that America doesn't bail out the losers, it bails out the winners. That assistant is none other than Dennis, who's gone to work for Rick in hopes of making enough money to reclaim his family's home. And befitting a movie with a memorable devil, 99 Homes has a fascinating Faust. Dennis starts out as a convincingly good guy, but Andrew Garfield manages to make him a moral chameleon who takes on the color of evil without losing a slight tinge of empathy for those he evicts in his turn. It's a phenomenal performance in a production that falters only toward the end, which seems a bit formulaic after the furious swirl that's gone before. For some years now, Ramin Barani has been a filmmaker to keep an eye on. Now he's made a movie that should be seen. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.